RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, this is the exercise that I want to do. Maybe this ends up being a little bit clunky, but I think it will be a worthwhile exercise. So if you look at The Athletic right now, the Chiefs have the most likely selections for the Chiefs are 8, 9, 10, and 11. So they have a 21% chance at the 8th overall pick, a 36% chance at number 9, 21 at number 10, and 18 at number 11. They got a 4% chance at number 12. Like, a lot of things got to go wrong, I guess, so to speak, for them to end up getting the 12th pick. So they are somewhere between 8 to 11. Now, yesterday, some people got mad at me, and mad's kind of relative. I don't really care where the Chiefs pick in this range. The Chiefs are not the Jets, where they desperately need a quarterback, where you got to pick in the top three to get your quarterback. I also am reading a text right here that says, C-Dot, I know you're not going to suggest drafting anything but a pass rusher. I know that Veach is best player available, but this could be your one and only chance to get Nick Bosa or Myles Garrett, one of those kind of pass rushers. I'm sorry, that guy doesn't fall to 8 in the NFL draft. That guy doesn't fall to 11 in the. If you're telling me there's a prospect that they think is Myles Garrett and Nick Bosa, that guy goes in the top 3. It's not what the Chiefs are going to be picking. Now, I understand the logic in where you want the best draft pick possible. If you're not going to, I get it. We can go through this range of players over the last 4 years, and I just think you're going to see that there's just not a huge gap if where you, like, once you get outside the top talent in the draft, which is 1 through 5, man, it's about making the right selection for you as an organization. So this was last year's 8 through 11. Tet McMillan went to Carolina. Kelvin Banks Jr. was an offensive lineman that went to the State. Colston Loveland, who, if you remember at the time, a lot of people thought that Tyler Warren was the better tight end. I kind of still think that Tyler Warren is the better tight end. Mikael Williams, the DN from Georgia, he went 11th overall to San Francisco. And Tyler Booker was the 12th overall pick to the Dallas Cowboys. Rob, there's not a big gap in the 8th pick and the 12th pick. And if you took Tet McMillan at number 8, what if I told you that you could have got a Mecca Egbuka at 19 who might end up being the better receiver out of them? We all knew that those were two top guys. Now, we could go to the 2024 draft in that same range. In 2024, this was much more of a quarterback draft. Obviously, no meaning to the Kansas City Chiefs. So Michael Penix was the 8th pick. Romo Odunze was the 9th pick. J.J. McCarthy was number 10. An offensive lineman from Penn State, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, for the Jets. And Bo Nix was the 12th overall pick. So obviously, I don't think we're going to see that level of quarterbacks. That draft, I think, had 6 quarterbacks drafted in the top 12. That was a different kind of draft than the one that we have now. But I'm looking at the top of it. I mean, it was a quarterback year. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr. went 4 in this year's draft class. Joe Alt, who was the best offensive lineman, went 5 in this draft class. Those were the elite level prospects. And then you take a step down, you could have got a good player. Quinyon Mitchell was in that first round. I would take Quinyon Mitchell with the 11th overall pick. Yeah, he went 22nd in that year's draft class. If the Chiefs moved on from Trent McDuffie and drafted Quinyon Mitchell with the 11th overall pick, I'd be fired up if that's who they got. If you could have got Byron Murphy at 16, you'd be thrilled if that's who you ended up getting in this scenario. We can go back another year in 2023. Number 8 was Bijan Robinson. Number 9 was Jalen Carter. Darrell Wright, the offensive tackle, went to the Chicago Bears. Peter Skronsky went to the Tennessee Titans. Jahmyr Gibbs was the 12th overall pick. Like, we can continue to go through this. Again, if you are on the side of tank, 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 get the best pick possible, I'm not here telling you that you're wrong. If we continue to go through this, you are going to see there is not a huge difference in the 8th pick and the 11th pick. And right after you get side out of that range, there's a lot of players that you would very happily be cool with if the Chiefs took. You'd be happy if the Chiefs took Christian Gonzalez or Jack Campbell, who went 17 and 18, or Jackson Smith and Jibba with the 20th overall pick. You'd be happy if they ended up with those guys. I understand that draft culture is about pick as high as you can and hoard as many picks as you can. I get it.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Chiefs are going to be in a position to take a day one impact starter at almost any position that they see fit. At almost any position. If they want to answer right tackle, they'll be in a position to answer right tackle. If they want to take a Trent McDuffie replacement, you can take a corner. If you want to take a pass rusher, if you want to end up taking a really good wide receiver that can be a day one step in for you starter, that's what you get when you pick between 8 to 12. You find a guy that can instantly step in and help you. And I would say, based on where they've selected the last couple of years, that's not really the expectation for Xavier Worthy was to step in day one and be a massive help for you. That really wasn't the expectation. I mean, it was a couple years ago. They were drafting first-round picks. We were calling them red shirts, and they hadn't even been handed the jersey yet. There is no red shirt year when you pick 11th. There's no red shirt year if you're picked 9th. No, it is you are a starter. Day one, you need to have a defined role on this team and a defined purpose. And it's your responsibility as an organization to get that kid in a position where he can play. So, I honestly just don't care. I know some of you are very invested in it. That's not where I am. They're not a good football team. They're going to select where bad football teams pick. Draft players to get yourself good. That's the responsibility of Brett Veach.
So we agree. But going through that exercise, I think one thing became abundantly clear, and this is not some earth-shattering, you know, NFL draft take. It's more about who you take than where you take them. Because we talk about this with the Chiefs all the time. There was this thought that, oh, the bill was always going to come due because the Chiefs pick 30th, 31st, 32nd every year. You can pick good players anywhere in the NFL draft. They are available. Now, you know, maybe there's a variance on how many good players available in each round, but whether you're pick 10 or 25, it's a matter of identifying, scouting, and picking the player. Because, like, even last year's draft, just cherry picking that one. Kelvin Banks, I don't watch the Saints like that, so I'll throw him out. A couple of those guys, like, oh, that's a great pick at 8, 9, 10. A couple of those guys you mentioned, you're like, ooh, that's swing and a miss. It's not because, oh, the 10th pick just was void of talent that year. It's because the 10th pick, you have to find, identify, and pick the right player.
Yeah, and we can even go back one more draft class here. So these are the last four draft classes. Like, even in this example where, Rob, I'm sure that you and I spent time arguing about which one of these receivers that which you would want. So the 8th through 12th pick in the 2022 draft, so what, that four drafts ago, Drake London went 8, Garrett Wilson went 10, Chris Olave went 11, Jamison Williams went 12, and oh yeah, Jordan Davis went 13, and Kyle Hamilton went 14. Right now, you would take any one of those wide receivers, and I think you could argue that any one of those wide receivers would be wide receiver number one on the Chiefs, if you're taking any one of those four wide receivers.
I will say, I agree with you.
One thing and Jordan Davis would be the best defensive player that you
100%.
Have.
100%. The one thing that will affect the Chiefs this year in the draft is it's not a good quarterback draft. Because that one draft you mentioned, now that was a freak show draft with JJ and...
I think this draft class is a little better than people are giving it credit. You got three legitimate first round picks to me. Moore's one, Mendoza is one, and Ty Simms. I like Ty Simms. I think he's got a chance to be a very good NFL player.
My point was, there's three. there's more than three quarterback needy teams.
That's fair.
Usually teams willing to come up and jump ahead of people and it, you know, oh, we have to get a quarterback. Yeah. So we're going to take the fourth best one available, eighth overall pick, which inherently slides a better player down the draft. That's where I think it hurts the Chiefs. Yeah,
I mean,
a little
if you want
bit.
My honest thing, I mean, the best possible scenario for the Chiefs would be is that the Chiefs get the ninth overall pick. A team desperately wants a player. They move from 9 to 13 and you pick up an extra second or third round pick, you can still take an instant day one starter and you continue to build assets. What this team needs is they need an abundance. They need to turn over the roster. And you do that with young, proven players. That's what you need. They got to turn over this roster.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.